Okay, now you can go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kitchen Clatter Amateur Hour, sponsored by Soft Sudsy Soap Company. And this evening we have with us a mother who has with her her little daughter, and they're going to sing a duet for you. All right, come right this way. Skeeters am a hummin' on a honeysuckle vine.
Sleep, Kentucky babe.
Sandman am a comin' for this little coon of mine.
Sleep, Kentucky babe.
Bummin' on a slumber.
Mother.
Excuse me. Excuse me, ladies. This has gotten to be almost too much for me. I think that will be all. I seem to be in a sort of a hysterical condition. Now, the next number on their program, we have a little girl who is going to recite for us the first recitation she ever recited in public. Come up here, little Julie. Now, little girl, you tell us what your name is.
Julie Burnett.
And where do you live?
I live in Shenandoah, Iowa.
Now you tell us, you sing for us the first little song you ever sung in Sunday school.
I can't sing, but I'll say something.
Well, I'm sorry you can't sing. Before you come again, you must have your mother teach you a song.
My music teacher says I'm hopeless.
She does. She says you haven't any talent.
Right.
Well, you may say something for us.
Mally had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mally went, the lamb was sure to go.
Well, that's just fine. We'll have a little audience applause.
Nobody clapped for me.
Well, you just wait until we have the voting, then we'll see who gets the most votes. Well, now here we have a little girl with a bright red dress on. I wish you could see her come tripping across the stage.
I can't do anything.
This little girl says that she really hasn't any talent, but where do you live, little girl?
Well, I'm from Farragut originally, but I live here now.
Oh, you used to live in Farragut, but you live in Shenandoah, and you work, do you?
Yes, I do.
You have a job.
Yes.
Well, I hope you like your work.
Oh, I do.
You like your work, all right. Well, didn't you go to Sunday school when you were a little girl?
Sometimes.
Well, I thought maybe they taught you some songs. Didn't they teach you, what is that little song? Oh, Hear the Pennies Dropping?
No, I never heard that one.
You never heard that one. Well, now you can go back home and tell your mother before you come again you want her to teach you some song.
All right.
I see a little boy down there. Oh, the cutest fat little boy. Come up here, Oli.
Little Oli? Little Oli? Oli August.
Here comes little Oli, walking across the stage. Now, Oli, I know that I've heard great stories about you. What a wonderful singer you are. We'd like to have you sing a little song for us.
I can't sing either. I'll say a little poem, though.
Oh, you'll say a poem, okay.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. But then she bought some flea powder, so the fleas had to go.
Well, we're sure that little boy has a great deal of talent. We expect someday he'll be a wonderful as actor.
It's just hidden. It hasn't come out yet.
Oh, it's hidden. Well, it'll be coming out some of these days.
How about that little boy named Martin Henry Benjamin?
Oh, Martin Henry Benjamin. Come on, Martin Henry Benjamin. Well, he's very bashful. He wants a microphone brought to him, but we really can't do that. You'll have to come up here on the stage, Martin Henry.
It's your turn, Benji.
Come on, Benji.
Come on, now. You mustn't be
Now
bashful.
We will have a slight intermission for our sponsor, the Sudsy Dudsy Soap. And you know what Sudsy Dudsy Soap does? It dissolves your dishes in the pan. You never have to fear about that greasy old egg yolk. It just dissolves with the dishes. These dishes can only be used once, but they're always clean.
Well, what a wonderful thing.
Martin Henry had to go home.
Oh, he had to go home.
He had to go home. It was bedtime, I guess.
Oh, I guess so. He has to go to bed early. Now, we know that there's some other people in the audience would like to have a chance to perform. Who else do we have here that can perform?
There's little May down there. Little May?
Little May just got lost.
I have to tell you that there's a little boy down there named Howard, and I happen to know the first speech, the first Christmas poem he ever said on the stage. This is it. I know what the Christmas mousie said when he was tucked into his trundle bed. Mr. Santa Claus, if you please, bring me a piece of Christmas cheese. I wonder if little Howard remembers the time. I just wonder if little Howard remembers that. Well, I guess that's all we have for our program tonight, and we hope you'll come tune us in another day and hear all about that good soapsy sudsy washing powder that our sponsor has for you.
Wonderful show.